Now, here at Silver Springs, Ross Allen has the largest reptile institute in America. I myself have seen the four greatest snake farms in the world, one in South Africa, Brazil, another in Honduras, and in Siam, but I've never seen a man handle snakes like Ross Allen does. He is standing beside me now, still in his bathing suit that he used when he jumped on the alligator's back. He is bare-armed, bare-legged, and barefooted. And we're standing right in front of his largest snake pit, inside of which are 500 deadly poisonous snakes. And Ross Allen will now go into that pit, bare-armed, bare-legged, and barefooted, and actually milk a rattlesnake for you. It will be necessary for me to go in that pit myself to tell you how he milks the rattler, but Mr. Allen has given me special snake-proof boots, which I am wearing, so I will walk along in his barefooted footsteps and tell you all about it.
All righty, Bob. Hear them rattling?
Yeah, I should say I do. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm now going up the ladder and over the side.
All right, be careful. Are you nervous, Bob?
Oh, am I nervous? Say, maybe that's my knees that are making all that rattling noise you hear. Before me, the entire floor is covered with the most venomous reptiles in the United States. Every snake in here is poisonous, and there's more than 500 of them. I'll follow you. Now, you stick me right over there. I'm
sorry. Mr. Ripley, you're the first man that ever came in this
pit. I'll be the last. These snake-proof boots are sure they are snake-proof, right?
Yes, the big psychobundle boots.
I'm taking no chances. Look out for that one. You and your bare feet. And say, tell me. All right, what is that one over there? What kind of snake?
These are the Diamondback Rattlesnake, our largest and most dangerous snake found in the United States. And there's the cottonmouth moccasin, the only poisonous water snake, and very treacherous too. Now, over there's the copperhead, the Yankee snake.
And what's that pretty little one over there? That little one looks like a lady's bracelet, all colorful, and it's very pretty, that
That's
one.
That's the coral snake, the most beautiful and deadly snake that we have.
You mean that little and pretty one is the most deadly snake you have in the whole place, even more deadly than the Diamondback Rattler?
Yes, because of its neurotoxic venom.
I see. Now you're going to milk that rattler over there.
Yes, that big fellow there, he just got in from the Everglades this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ross Allen is now going to milk a 7-foot rattlesnake. He is standing here in his bathing suit, his bare feet. He's walking up to this rattler, coiled up, ready to strike. He's reaching out. His snake is striking at him. He's actually patting this rattlesnake on the top of his head. He's actually tickling this snake under his skin. Now he's grabbed it. He's brought it up. Now he's going to bring it up to the table, up to the dish, where he's going to milk it. This snake is rising. It's very strong. A 7-foot snake is very strong. He's got it between his knees now. He's winding it up. He's now putting it up to the glass. He's putting up the glass. The snake is biting on it. Maybe you can hear that snake biting. He's now opened its mouth. Moving back the membrane over the all over the fangs, which are about an inch long. These are like hypodermic needles, you know. And now he's pressing behind the snake's neck and forcing the venom into this glass. Maybe you can hear the dripping in there. I don't know. But this snake is very strong. It's rising and struggling all over the place. Look out for that. And now he has actually milked. He's taken the venom out of this snake. He throws it aside. And tell me, what do you do with this venom, Ross, after you've taken it out?
We milk these for scientific purposes and send the venom to all the medical laboratories in the world.
I see. What purpose?
It's used for diseases. A hemorrhagic condition, in place of morphine to deaden pain. For arthritis, experimental work on epilepsy.
Without left.
And even for snake bite.
All right,
sir. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Allen has just proven by milking this snake that one of the most deadly creatures that crawls on the face of the earth can be a benefactor to mankind. What are you doing there?
I'm tasting this venom here.
He is actually drinking the venom he's just taken out of this rattlesnake.
It's all right. You see, it has to get in the blood in order to kill.
You're going
to
actually swallow that?
Rub it on your skin or swallow it without harm.
He's actually drinking the venom enough to kill 30 people. He's actually swallowed it, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sure after that, All I can say is, believe it or not,